With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the channel where we talk Kanye West. My name is Travis Bean. And today's the third video I'm going to do this morning. I come out with a little bit of trepidation for several reasons. First of all, I just want to lay out that I am two things first and foremost. A gigantic Kanye West fan that has shaped a lot of my career, way more than I ever thought it would, doing the podcast and now doing the videos and everything. But B, I'm also a journalist. I went to school for journalism. And I've seen journalism take an interesting new direction over the past few years. Donald Trump has been kind of the figurehead in the middle of that. Like, a lot of it has revolved around him. And more I've seen stories come out that use unnamed sources for their information. Back in my day, when I went to college between 06 and 2010, you did not put unnamed sources in stories. Like, that was not a thing, unless it was like a really big story or it was something very controversial. Like, it had to be something that was next level and kind of elevated for you to be able to have an unnamed source. Now, these days, though, it seems to happen kind of right and left, like CNN and, you know, MSNBC, Fox News, like they were constantly all using unnamed sources to talk about Donald Trump, which was, I mean, it's hard to know how to take that. Like, on some level, yeah, those outlets are anything like the tabloid outfits that just make up sources that we see all the time. Like, if you're a small publication and you're trying to gain notoriety, or you're trying to just get views online, you just say you have an unnamed source and you say something crazy. Like, obviously that happens. But when a bigger outlet does it, there you kind of have to, you do take it for a grain of salt, because you're just like, why can't you name the source? Like, why wouldn't people just like want to know who they are? Like, we want to know who the people are, and we want to be able to attach credibility to this kind of rumor. But at the same time, if you're a bigger outlet, like, you kind of trust that they are getting legitimate sources for things, that they aren't just making things up. Take that how you will. Like, maybe a more cynical person doesn't believe that. But I know that I've worked at some bigger publications, bigger media outlets, and that's almost always the attitude at those kinds of places. So here, coming into this Pitchfork story, Pitchfork is an outlet I would consider reputable. Do I like Pitchfork? Not really. I don't care for their writing, and their opinions annoy me. But when they report on news, they're usually like, I think it's a lot more trustworthy than just some like random publication. So here, Pitchfork is saying that they have confirmed with a representative from Kanye's camp that the album is coming out on August 6th. Now that we've moved past like whether or not we trust Pitchfork, I do. They probably did talk to somebody at Kanye's camp, and that person did say that. Now, moving on from that, do we believe that? Like, who is this representative? Like, is it Kanye's agent? Is it just somebody who was in the stadium? Like, I don't, there's not enough details there to know like how credible something like that could be. And on top of that, whoever believes a release date when it comes to Kanye West? I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't think attaching a release date to Donda is fruitless. Like, it doesn't matter. Kanye is going to tinker with it and play it live for crowds and move things around constantly until he gets it to the point he wants, which is what he's always done. Maybe the only time he didn't do that was with Ye, and he actually did release it on the day he said he would, and a lot of people think the album suffered because of that. because he was doing everything last minute like he always does, and the album wasn't quite ready when the deadline came. So I say, Kanye, take your time. It's not Kanye who's putting release dates on the stuff, right? It's always somebody in Kanye's camp or somebody near Kanye, like Justin LaBoy, that is putting release dates on things. I don't think Kanye seems to care about release dates, and you probably shouldn't either. But for what it's worth, this is coming from Pitchfork, a pretty big music website. And so we have to take it seriously, at least a little bit. Like, maybe Kanye is eyeing August 6th. We never know. But yeah, that's all for now. Thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe and comment. Helps people notice the channel. And please listen to our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. It's right there in the title. We pick apart the lyrics of a different Kanye sound on each episode. Our latest episode, Bad News, will probably blow your mind. And then our next episode, See You in My Nightmares, will blow your mind even further. We're working through 808s and Heartbreak right now. And then we're moving on to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus and the Life of Pablo, the big three. Thanks for watching. And until next time, I always say that, but until next time, I don't know what I'm saying. Stay wavy and keep it loopy.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.